Good evening, Blue Jays fans. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida. And tonight we've got game two of 132 featuring the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. It rained a bit on our parade last night, but your Blue Jays started off this 2023 Florida State League season with a win, claiming a 4-2 victory in a rain-shortened contest over Fort Myers. Rafael Sanchez looked solid in his debut last night, pitching five complete innings. He did allow two runs, but Sanchez got himself out of a couple sticky situations, limiting damage and keeping Dunedin on top from the get. Sanchez set his single A high in strikeouts last night as well, fanning six Mighty Muscles, including victimizing MLB rehabber Jorge Polanco twice, catching him looking on a backdoor slider to finish the fifth and final inning for him. On the offensive side of the ball, four different Blue Jays recorded an RBI each. Jaden Rudd hit an RBI triple in his first pro at bat, driving in Robert Robertis in the second inning. Manuel Beltre singled in Nick Deschamps in the third. Raquelman DeCastro doubled in Jaden Rudd in the fourth on a ball that oddly caromed off the top of the wall and quite possibly should have been a home run. And Peyton Williams brought in Manuel Beltre on a ground out in the fifth. The Blue Jays offense looked pretty pesky last night, working counts, moving runners, and taking the extra base. Dunedin's lineup scored a run in four consecutive innings in what seemed to be a death by a thousand cuts mentality at the dish. It was a great situational approach to Mighty Muscles pitcher Corey Lewis, a guy making his pro debut last night. And I'll be interested to see if there's a change tonight as Fort Myers is rolling out a guy with only two career appearances in Andrew Morris, those being a one inning worth of work in the Complex League last year and three innings of relief in Game 3 of last year's West Division Championship, in which the Blue Jays were held scoreless by Morris. Taking a look around the Florida State League, our game was one of only two being played last night, the other being the Palm Beach Cardinals versus the Jupiter Hammerheads. Palm Beach took that game 7-2 in what I just found out is called the Duel of the Dean, with both teams playing their home games at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. They'll continue that series tonight with Game 2, and for the first time this year, the entire Florida State League will be in action. The Daytona Tortugas are in St. Lucie taking on the Mets at Clover Park. The Lakeland Flying Tigers are at Steinbrenner Field taking on the Tampa Tarpons. And the Clearwater Threshers are taking on the Bradenton Marauders at Lecom Park. All of those games are currently underway, so when the first pitch is thrown here tonight, it will be the first time this year that every team in the league is playing ball. And now let's look at tonight. As I mentioned, Andrew Morris will get the nod for Fort Myers, making his single-A regular season debut tonight. Morris, 21 years old, was the Twins' fourth-round pick in last year's draft out of Texas Tech, and he pitched the majority of his college career at Colorado Mesa University, a D2 school in Grand Junction. CMU is one of the top D2 programs in the country, and they made it all the way to the 2019 championship in Morris's freshman year, where they lost to University of Tampa. He looked good in his only outing for the Blue Jays, for the Mighty Muscles last year, and he features a fastball that sits in the low to mid-90s, as well as a slider and a changeup. For your Blue Jays, Alex Amalfi will get the nod for tonight, making his first professional start. The 22-year-old righty out of the University of Massachusetts Boston made six appearances out of the pen for Dunedin. He did struggle in his first taste of pro ball, allowing 10 runs in 8 innings pitched, but he'll look to turn the page on last year and get off to a good start in his second professional season. Let's take a look at the lineups first for the Mighty Muscles, managed by Brian Meyer. Batting first, the shortstop, Danny DeAndrade. Batting second at third base, Jarrell Ortega. Batting third, the catcher, Ricardo Olivar. Batting fourth in right field, Carlos Aguiar. Batting fifth, the DH, Andrew Cassetti. Batting sixth at first base, Rubel Cespedes. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Mikey Perez. Batting eighth in left field, Alex Sayer. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Dylan Noisy. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The lineup features four righties, three lefties, and two switch hitters. Very well balanced. Let's take a look. Batting first, the second baseman, Adrian Pinto. Batting second in center field, Marcos De La Rosa. Batting third, the shortstop, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth at first base, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth, the DH tonight, Ryan McCarty. Batting sixth in right field, Robert Robertis. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sammy Hernandez. Batting eighth in left field, J.C. Mason. Batting ninth, rounding out the order, playing third base, Angel Del Rosario. There's a little bit of rain coming down right now here in Fort Myers, but we're told we're going to play through the first little bit. We're not going to make any delays. From what I've been told, it should pass by pretty quick. It might get a little worse, but they're going to play through it. First pitch is about 10 minutes away. We'll take a quick break, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
We'll be right back. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here in Fort Myers, Florida at Hammond Stadium as your Blue Jays are set to start Game 2 of this Florida State League season. It's going to be Andrew Morris, the righty, on the mound for the Mighty Muscles. Your Blue Jays are going to send out Alex Amalfi when it's his time. It's 82 degrees. The rain has ceased. And after a little bit of time for the grounds crew to work on the infield and get it dried off, we're set to go. Adrian Pinto is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. He steps into the box now. And we're about ready to get started. Once first pitch is thrown by Morris, all 10 teams in the Florida State League will be playing at the same time for the first time this year. The righty kicks, deals that one inside, and we are underway. 1-0 the count to start off, Adrian Pinto. That one popped up back out of play. 1-1 the count. Had a few foul balls. Almost hit me last night. One off the bat of Pinto. Went right off my window frame, so we're keeping an eye out for those. The 1-1 cut and a miss. Pinto now down 1-2. Adrian Pinto, the 20-year-old, rather, out of Venezuela. That one he watches in the dirt. 2-2 the count. Base is empty to start this game. The righty, out of a very slight windup, kicks, deals. That one lifted high left side. That's going to go towards the Mighty Muscles dugout, right on top of the dugout. And that's out of play. Pinto stays alive, fouls that one off. He'll see another. Pinto last night went 0-2. Struck out looking in his third at bat. He had a productive out. He sacrificed himself on a bunt attempt. And that was to move Nick Deschamps into scoring position, who later scored on an RBI single by Manuel Beltre in the third inning of last night's ballgame. That one in there called strike three. Pinto knew it right away. He'll go down looking. Let's take a look at the defense for the Mighty Muscles in the outfield, left to right. We've got Alex Sayer in left, Dylan Noisy in center with Carlos Aguiar in right field. Along that infield, third to first, Jorel Ortega at third, Danny DeAndrade at short, Mikey Perez at second, and Rubel Cespedes at first with Ricardo Olivar forming the battery behind the dish with Morris. That one's lined into right. Robert Robertis is the first base runner for the Blue Jays. A single, one out into this ballgame. And that's his first hit of this year. Now Tucker Thoman will step in. And rather, that was Marcos De La Rosa. My apologies on that. I was looking at the wrong player on my screen. Marcos De La Rosa making his season debut, first at bat of the year, gets on base. Tucker Thoman, the switch hitting shortstop, fifth ranked prospect in the Blue Jays org. Righty kicks, fires that one down in the dirt, kept in front by Olivar. 1-1 now the count. Ball on a strike to Thoman. De La Rosa, he does have speed over there on the bases. We'll see if he tries to get going at any point. And there he goes. That one down. The throw by Olivar is not going to be in time. Marcos De La Rosa. Single on the first pitch he saw, and then three pitches into the at-bat to Tucker Thoman. He steals second. So now the Blue Jays immediately threatening in this ballgame with a runner in scoring position, only one out. Tucker Thoman's going to have a chance, and then Peyton Williams should have a chance. The cleanup hitter on deck. 2-1 the count. Morris out of the stretch. That one lined into left. They're going to wave De La Rosa around. The throw from left field is going to be cut off, and they're going to let De La Rosa score. I think if Ortega lets that go, they have a chance of getting him, but some miscommunication on the Mighty Muscles infield between Olivar and Ortega. I think they definitely had a shot at getting him, but the cutoff man with the snag of that throw from left fielder Alex Sayer prevents any opportunity. So the Blue Jays are on the board first. An RBI single for Tucker Thome in the first RBI of his young professional career. Rather, his single A career. And Peyton Williams steps in, takes that first pitch for ball 1-0. So the Blue Jays getting started even earlier than last night. They scored the first run in the top of the second after both teams went 3-up, 3-down in the first. And they never surrendered that lead, scoring in 4 consecutive innings, each only 1 run. But that was good enough as the Blue Jays took that rain-shortened opening day contest. There's a ground ball, left side. That's a fair ball. Extra bases potentially for Williams. They're going to wave Tucker Thome now, and they're going to hold him at third. A double by Peyton Williams, and a late hold there by Donnie Murphy. Probably the right call. And now second and third, the Blue Jays threatening to bust this game open in the top half of this first inning. Peyton Williams with his first hit of the year, and that's going to get Jared Gaynor already out of the dugout, the one of two pitching coaches for Fort Myers. He's going to go out and have some words with Andrew Morris, try to settle him on down. He's making his single A regular season debut. He did pitch 3 innings of Game 3 in the West Division Championship Series here between these two clubs. He did pitch 3 scoreless. He was able to get 3 double plays after allowing 4 total hits. But now he's got some work to do to try to limit this damage. Already 3 hits for the Blue Jays. 2 singles and a double. That first pitch to Ryan McCarty taken down low. 1-0 to start him off. Ryan McCarty, the 2022 Division III Triple Crown winner. Back at his time at Penn State Abington. Takes that pitch low as well, 2-0. McCarty last year for the Blue Jays batted .274 in 18 games, a .378 OBP. Sees the ball really well. That one right on the outside corner, 2-1. 1 home run, 4 doubles, 8 RBI. He went 3-for-7 in 2 playoff games. The 2-1. Caught and a miss. Couldn't connect. Count evens. All scored up 2-2. Huge opportunity for the Blue Jays to set the tone early. Already with 1 runner coming across the plate. And now runners at 2nd and 3rd with a couple outs to work with. The 2-2. And trying to check his swing. A foul tip. And McCarty goes down on strikes.
That strikeout brought to you by Paperfish. That's paper with a...
Two strikeouts already for Andrew Morris. And now Robert Robertus will step in. First pitch. That one a liner. That's going to be right to De Andrade. A nice piece of hitting, but it was right to a fielder, and that will end the inning. The Blue Jays can only score 1. They leave runners at 2nd and 3rd. We'll head to the home half of the first, 1-0. Your Blue Jays lead it.
Gerber collision and glasses growing in
empire. What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it in right. Cool.
little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. We gonna have some fun. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah. We gonna have some. Shawty messing with a bro now. I'm a bro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back. Hip hop or the hold out. Got the game on the go route. Black Tom Brady in this, I'm the GOAT now. Shorty, I'm so wild. Heartlands out the SoCal. Better know now.
I know we just met, but girl, let's roll.
We're back here, home half of the first. Blue Jays taking an early lead, 1-0. Alex Amalfi, first pitch by him, in there for a called strike. Fastball coming in at 90. Amalfi making his first professional start. He appeared in eight innings for the Blue Jays. And there's a line shot just past Angel Del Rosario. That's going to get in the left field for a leadoff single. Danny De Andrade, the shortstop, gets aboard. And that'll bring up Jorel Ortega.
Jorel Ortega, number 15.
Ortega last night, 1-for-2. Lined out to second in his first at bat. Got aboard with a single in the fourth. Amalfi kicks, fires. That one skips. Yanked that one pretty bad. But able to keep it in front of him was Sammy Hernandez, tonight's catcher. One on, nobody out. A 1-0 count now to Ortega. Amalfi working out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one in there. Fastball again coming in at 90. A ball and a strike to Ortega. We're expecting Amalfi to go probably 2 or 3 innings in this game. That one's lifted high left side. I think that's going to get up and out of play, and it will. That's going to land just behind the Mighty Muscle dugout. And a 1-2 count now to Ortega at the plate. As I was saying, we're expecting Amalfi to go about 2 or 3, maybe a little bit more. And then we think Kevin Miranda is going to come in as the bulk bullpen guy, piggybacking off of Amalfi. The 1-2 to Ortega. Cut and a miss, a foul tip strikeout. First strikeout of the season for Amalfi. First strikeout of the game for the Blue Jays. And that will bring up Ricardo Olivar, the catcher.
Ricardo Olivar, number 24.
One on, one out for Olivar. Last night he went 0-for-2, a ground out and a fly out. First pitch to him, that one in there. Outside corner of the fastball, that time coming at 92. No balls and a strike. Blue Jays started off the season with a win last night. That one, the slider, inside. 1-1. We were one of 2 games playing last night in the Florida State League. Palm Beach defeated the Jupiter Hammerhead 7-2 at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Cut and a miss on that slider in the dirt. Nasty pitch there by Amalfi. Had Olivar completely fooled. Now it's 1-2. Again, Sammy Hernandez getting some work in there behind the dish, keeping quite a few balls in the dirt in front of him. Amalfi kicks, fires, the 1-2, and checking his swing of that slider outside. Almost had him fooled again, but Olivar able to hold up. 2-2 the count. De Andrade over there at first base. And the 2-2, that one a little high on the slider. Count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Amalfi, the 22-year-old. That one lifted high towards right center field. That could be trouble. That's going to be off the base of the wall, and it's going to be picked up by De La Rosa. The throw is going to be cut off, and now a late hold sign. And very, very lucky there by De Andrade. He didn't see the hold by Brian Meyer, and the Blue Jays instinctively threw the cutoff man, Adrian Pinto, through to home. And if he was able to hold on to that for a second, they might have had De Andrade held up between third and home. But now the Mighty Muscles threatening here, trying to get that one run back. Ends up being a double for Olivar, and Carlos Aguiar will step in. First pitch misses, 1-0. Kenny Garcia, the home plate umpire. Nobuoki Yasuda, umpire on the bases. They switch rules from last night. That one missed outside, 2-0. Aguiar 0-for-2 last night, 2 Ks. Amalfi kicks, fires. That one up. Now a 3-0 count to Aguiar. First base is open. Aguiar is a pretty dangerous hitter there from the left side. Don't want to give him anything. Great. Cuts way through that 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Couldn't connect. 3-1. Had the green light. 3-0. And the pitch by Amalfi. Now on a soft chopper. That's going to be over to Williams. That's going to score a run. Williams able to step on first in time to get Aguiar. And the game's now tied with Olivar moving over to third on the play. So that goes down as a 3-U on the scorecard. And now Andrew Cassetti, the DH, will step in. It'll be a righty-righty matchup. Andrew Cassetti, listed as a catcher on the roster for the Mighty Muscles, DHing here tonight. He's only got 2 career professional at-bats. He's 0-for-2 with a walk. That being in 1 game played in the Complex League last year. Cutting. Missed of that first pitch, 0-1. Now on a grounder over to third, picked up by Del Rosario. Across the infield, the throw in time, and that will end the inning. Fort Myers ties it up on the ground out by Aguiar, scoring De Andrade. And we'll head to the second, tied 1-1 here at Hammond Stadium. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. My girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave it, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left the baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
get the feeling, so I'm sure. And in my hand, because I'm yours, I can't pretend, I can't ignore.
We're back here, top half of the second. Sammy Hernandez is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. The young catcher getting his first single A at bat. First pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. This is an all ABS game. That one, lined foul right side. That'll get out of play. 1-1, the count to Hernandez. Hernandez, 18 years old, out of Ponce, Puerto Rico. 14th round pick by the Blue Jays in 2022, out of Lakeland High School. And a cut and a foul tip there, 1-2. Played in 7 games in the Complex League last year. Batted just 1-for-15. And there's a soft chopper left side that's going to kick foul. Hernandez stays alive. 7, 8, 9 hitters due up. Hernandez, Mason, and Del Rosario. Andrew Morris kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. The off-speed got him a little bit early on that one. Third strikeout of the game by Morris, and that'll bring up J.C. Mason.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, number
24. One up, one down. Mason playing in his first game of the year. Takes that first pitch, a slider on the outside. 0-1 the count. That one popped foul left side, up and out of play, 0-2.
That foul ball brought to you by Gerber Collision.
Mason played 9 games last year for the Blue Jays, batted 111. And a cut and a miss there. Fourth strikeout already for Andrew Morris, and that'll bring up Angel Del Rosario. Got him to chase that fastball up in the zone. And now Del Rosario steps in for the first time this year. That one missed outside. 1-0 to start Angel off. Cut and a miss. Huge hack at that one. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Count evens 1-1. Del Rosario, 20 years old. Signed with the Blue Jays back in 2019, an international free agent. That one popped back and out of play. 1-2 the count. And Morris. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. Back with a fastball top of the zone. He strikes out the side. And that will end the inning. 5 strikeouts already for Andrew Morris. We'll head to the home half of the second. It's 1-1 here in Fort Myers.
The accident wasn't my fault.
I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that. Can't be right.
it can't be right, yeah.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Amalfi back out pitching for the Blue Jays. First pitch misses outside. 1-0. Rubel Cespedes leading things off. The first baseman batting in the sixth hole. Cespedes, Perez, and Sayre all due up. That one, a soft blooper. That's going to fall into left field. A base hit, another leadoff single for Fort Myers. And now a runner on, nobody out for Mikey Perez. Mikey Perez stepping in for the first time tonight. Perez DH'd last night, went 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a single. That one skips. That one gets back behind Hernandez. That's going to go down as a wild pitch for Amalfi. And now into scoring position goes Cespedes. Amalfi struggling with his command a little bit here early. And now with no outs, Fort Myers with a runner threatening in scoring position. That one missed just outside. 2-0. Amalfi the 2-0. That one called a strike. Fastball at the top of the zone. Gets the call. 2-1. Looking back towards second. And the pitch. That one in the dirt again. Hernandez with a nice pick. He's overthrown a little bit. 3-1 the count now to Perez. The pitch. That one way up high. Hernandez able to keep that one from getting up into the netting. And now first and second, no out for Alex Sayre. The left fielder batting from the right side, a righty-righty matchup. Sayre did not play in last night's ball game. He's getting his first action of the season. That one pops away from Hernandez again. Another wild pitch. And now two mighty muscles in scoring position at second and third. Amalfi's got to be real careful here. He's going to need a bit of help from his defense and probably a couple strikeouts to keep a run off the board in this half inning. The 1-0, cut and a miss. Fastball there at 91. A ball and a strike now to Sayre. Amalfi kicks, fires. That one, the slider, missed inside. Kenny Garcia, very audible there behind home plate, both on balls and strikes. The 2-1. That one lifted high towards left center field. Going over towards the wall as De La Rosa makes the catch on the warning track. One run's going to come in. It's going to go down as a sack fly for Alex Sayre. And moving over to third is Mikey Perez. Fort Myers takes their first lead of the season, and it's 2-1.
Now batting for the mighty muscles.
Alex Sayre registers an RBI in his first at bat of the year. Now Dylan Noisy, the center fielder. Infield now in for Dunedin. First pitch, just above the zone, 1-0. Runner 90 feet away still with one away. The 1-0, that one in there. Fastball in the outside corner, 1-1 the count. The pitch, that one low. Amalfi last year, 10 runs and 8 innings pitched he allowed. Looking to turn the page on last year and get off to a good start. That one down low, 3-1. Top of the order on deck, Danny DeAndrade. He singled and scored in the first inning. 3-1 count to Noisy. The pitch. That one outside. A walk to Dylan Noisy. That's going to put runners on the corners, and that's going to get Corey Reardon out of the Blue Jays dugout, the pitching coach. He'll go out and talk to Alex Amalfi in the Blue Jays infield. Try to settle Amalfi down a bit. We'll probably have the corners in, the middle infield in double play depth with runners on the corners, one away. It is going to be Danny DeAndrade, the shortstop. He's 2-for-4 this season, 1-for-1 tonight. And Reardon back over to the dugout. The Blue Jays infield back in their positions. Danny DeAndrade stepping up to the plate. Blue Jays infield in normal double play depth. First pitch, slider in there. 0-1 to start off DeAndrade. He's got a chance here to knock in his first RBI of the year. The 0-1, there goes the runner. That one, the slider inside. Now, over to third. The runner from third was cheating over a little bit. Now, no throw over to home. Angel Del Rosario did not throw back to home. Mikey Perez was caught cheating on that steal attempt by Perez. Rather, Noisy. And Hernandez threw down to Del Rosario, and Del Rosario never threw back. That was a golden opportunity to get an out. And for some reason, Del Rosario just didn't throw back over to home. They had him dead to rights. Time called at the plate there by DeAndrade. It's going to be a 1-1 count for him. Runner still in scoring position, now at second base. Amalfi kicks, fires. Foul tip. That one went off the chest protector of Hernandez and back out to the infield. 1-2 the count. So the score now 3-1. Amalfi kicks, fires. Now on a foul ball. Fouled that one straight down. Bounced up off the mask of Hernandez. One ball, two strikes. We'll try that again. Still only one out. And the pitch. Hard hit grounder. That's going to be foul. It was down the third base line. It kicked about a foot foul. Perez will head back. Rather, Noisy will head back over to second. And it's still a 1-2 count to DeAndrade. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Slider in the dirt. Got him to chase after it. Now two down. Second strikeout of the night for Amalfi. And that'll bring up Jorel Ortega.
Jorel Ortega, number 50.
Two down, a runner on second. Amalfi kicks, fires, first pitch to Ortega. That one popped up right side, up and out of play.
That foul ball brought to you by Gerber Collision and Glass.
Oh, and one the count to Ortega. Struck out swinging in his first at bat. Amalfi comes set and delivers. That one outside. Hernandez almost tripped, having to jump to his right to grab it. Couldn't get his footing right, but able to stay upright. It's a 1-1 count to Ortega. Not a ton of wind right now here in Fort Myers. We had that small cell come through, dampen the infield, cutting a miss there on the slider. Grounds crew was able to put a bit of quick dry clay on the infield and on the mound, getting the game ready, getting the infield ready. That one in the dirt, kept in front again by Hernandez. Two balls, two strikes. Believe that's Kevin Miranda warming up in the Blue Jays' pen. Amalfi comes set, three on the pitch clock. Kicks, fires, there goes the runner. Grounder left side, that's going to be foul. Noisy had him timed up there at second. And Del Rosario playing a bit back with Ortega, the righty, at the plate. Not sure if they would have been able to get him. But we'll try 2-2 again. Amalfi kicks, fires. That one in the dirt. Hernandez, another great block. Amalfi having quite a bit of trouble with his command. Yanking sliders and overthrowing fastballs. Now full count to Ortega with Ricardo Olivar on deck. And the 3-2. Cut and a miss. Got him on the off speed. Ortega a bit out in front. And that will end the inning and stop the bleeding. Fort Myers scores two. They take the lead 3-1 as we head towards the top of the third here at Hammett Stadium. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road. We're back here, top half of the third, first pitch by Andrew Morris, who cruised through that second inning. First pitch to Adrian Pinto in there for a strike, 0-1. Pinto struck out looking in his first at bat, to start off this ball game. That one he lines off the glove of the second baseman, Mikey Perez, and into the outfield. A leadoff single for Adrian Pinto. That's his first hit of the season. And that's going to bring up Marcos De La Rosa with a runner on, nobody out. Blue Jays going to try to get a couple back here. Quick move over. Not in time to get Pinto diving back in safely head first. Rubel Cespedes with a little bit of a decoy trying to make it seem like the ball got by him, but Pinto wasn't falling for it. Pinto takes a quick step over towards first. That one in there. It looked like De La Rosa was looking to square around a bunt. 0-1 the count. We saw Adrian Pinto lay down a sack bunt last night, playing a little bit of small ball. We'll see if the Blue Jays continue that trend. That one missed outside. Didn't square up that time. And Pinto looks like he's trying to time up the delivery of Morris. He looks like he's itching to make a move over towards second. Morris, there goes Pinto. That one lifted high left side. I think that's going to stay in play. Pinto's going to have to run back over to first, and it will stay in the field of play for Jarrell Ortega to make the grab. One away now, and that'll bring up Tucker Thoman. One on, one out for Thoman. Singled into left in his first at-bat tonight. He's now 3-for-4 to start off his single-A career. Two singles last night. Quick move again over to first, and Pinto standing up that time, back safely. Saw him take off on that pitch, that last pitch to De La Rosa. See if he tries again. Morris kicks, fires. That one a slide step. Morris being very aware of Pinto's speed there at first base. 1-0 count to start off Thoman, the switch hitting shortstop. Another slide step. That one a grounder over to third. Good pick there by Ortega. Over to second for one. That's all they'll get. DeAndrade smartly not throwing over to first. Never would have gotten Thoman. So Thoman reaches on the fielder's choice. Two down now for Peyton Williams. He doubled down the left field line. Now on a grounder over to short, kicked off the mound, and DeAndrade will take the force at second, steps on the bag, and that will end the inning for the Blue Jays. No runs, a hit, one man left aboard. We'll head to the home half of the third here in Fort Myers. It's 3-1. Mighty Muscles in front. We're back here, bottom half of the third. New pitcher, it's not Kevin Miranda. It's Grayson Thurman, the right-hander, making his professional debut. That will end the night for Alex Amalfi. 3-4-5 hitters due up for the Mighty Muscles. First pitch, fastball at 89. Cut in, a miss by Olivar. 0-1 to start him. Grayson Thurman, the 24-year-old, signed with the Blue Jays as a free agent in March, this past March, out of the University of Lynchburg, a D3 school. As I mentioned, making his pro debut here tonight, time called at the plate by Olivar. In 5 seasons of college ball, had a 2.61 ERA, 245 Ks in 158 innings pitched. Comes out to about 12 per 9. He was mainly a closer, had a ton of saves. Looking through his baseball reference, ground ball left side, foul. 1-2 the count. And that one just missing. Hernandez thought that was going to be strike 3. Fastball that time at 90. Just missed the inside corner. Final line for Alex Amalfi is there's a cut and a miss. That one, the slider. Great pitch there by Thurman. First batter he faces as a pro. He strikes out swinging. One up, one down. That'll bring up Carlos Aguiar. Final line for Alex Amalfi. 2 innings pitched, 3 hits, 3 runs. Only one was earned. 2 walks, 3 Ks. That one outside. 1-0. I have a feeling that scoreline might change because obviously, no errors on the board for the Blue Jays thus far. That one missed. 2-1 the count now to Aguiar. Aguiar 0-1. He grounded out to first base. He did bring in a run. Two count now to Aguiar. And the pitch. That one launched over to right. That's going to be a fair ball in the right field corner. Picking it up over there in right field is Robertus. He's going to get it back into the infield. And into second goes Aguiar with a one out double, putting himself in scoring position here in this third inning. Fort Myers threatening for the third inning in a row, and that brings up Andrew Cassetti.
Number 33, Andrew Cassetti. Number 33.
One out, a runner in scoring position yet again for the Mighty Muscles. Thurman kicks, fires that one in there. Fastball at 90, but it looks a lot faster with that over-the-top delivery that he's got. That one in the dirt. Kept in front by Hernandez. 1-1 the count. A ball and a strike. And the pitch. That one, a liner into right. That's going to be a base hit. They're going to wave around Aguiar. The throw by Robertus is going to be towards second base, and that's going to bring another run in for the Mighty Muscles. It's now 4-1 here in the third. One out now, a runner on first. An RBI single for Andrew Cassetti, his first hit of the year. First RBI. And now Rubel Cespedes, the first baseman, will step in.
Number 20.
4-1 ball game here, bottom half of the third, one away. Thurman kicks, fires that one outside. Slider couldn't get it to come back over the plate. 1-0 to start off Cespedes. That one lifted high left side. That's going to hook way foul. 1-1 the count. The 1-1. That one a liner. That one went off of Thurman. I can't tell if that was off the ground or not, but either way, it's a double play. Thoman picked it on the hop. I guess that went off the mound and straight to him. It's going to be a 6-3 double play to end the inning and stop the bleeding. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. It's 4-1. Fort Myers out in front.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should and say we're good. So let's at least agree to go our separate ways. Not gonna judge you when you're real. Somebody else, as long as you play. You won't be pissed when I do it myself. Let's end it like we should and say we're good. No need to hide it.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Ryan McCarty's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Andrew Morris, first pitch. That one's sent towards right. Going back towards the wall is Aguiar at the track, and that's going to be off the wall. That one gets past him on the way back as well. McCarty is going to stop at second with a leadoff double. Ryan McCarty with his first hit of the year, and it's for extra bases. He turned on that first pitch. Gets himself in scoring position. Now Blue Jays with a chance to answer back after three consecutive innings with Fort Myers scoring. Now Robert Robertis stepping into the box with an RBI opportunity. Robertis, Hernandez, and J.C. Mason might all have a chance here. First pitch up high. Aguiar had a little bit of trouble fielding that one off the carom. But not enough trouble to give McCarty a chance at swiping third. 2-0 as that one missed inside. Robertis lined out on a hard hit ball to short. DeAndrade was positioned perfectly. That one upstairs, now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Sammy Hernandez waiting on deck. Righty-lefty matchup here. The righty kicks, fires. That one popped up high, had the green light, and it's going to be into the field of play and in foul territory. Ortega makes the grab. Not sure if Hernandez, rather Robertis, had the green light or if he just decided he had it himself, but bit of a wasted opportunity there with a 3-0 count. Now Hernandez will try and bring in McCarty. step over to second base by Morris. Making sure McCarty's not going anywhere. First pitch in there for a called strike. Hernandez struck out swinging in his first at bat. One of the three that were all victimized. And there's a line shot into center. They're going to hold McCarty. It's going to be runners on the corners. And there goes Hernandez smartly looking at the defense. And nobody was covering second for the Mighty Muscles. Hernandez with a fantastic heads-up base running play. He never stopped running there at first base. Took a wide turn, kept on turning. And now second and third with one away. Donnie Murphy giving him a round of applause. Great job by Hernandez assessing the situation on the infield and making the most of that opportunity. J.C. Mason now. Runners at second and third, one away. First pitch taken way up high, 1-0. Gotta assume that's gonna end up being a double for Sammy Hernandez. That's his first hit of the year. There's a ground ball right side. That's gonna get through. They're gonna wave Hernandez around third. The throw by Aguiar is gonna be let go and down the line. Hernandez in there safely. A two RBI single for J.C. Mason, and the Blue Jays are back within one. What a turn of events there. Blue Jays getting back within striking distance now. Angel Del Rosario in the nine hole is going to come up to bat with a runner on first, and that's going to get Jared Gaynor back out of the dugout again. He's going to head out, talk to Andrew Morris. It'll be a runner on first with one away for Del Rosario. J.C. Mason. And again, that wouldn't have been nearly as effective without that heads-up base running play by Sammy Hernandez. Taking second as it was just given to him. They're ruling that a single. But there's definitely an argument to be made that it could be a double. So we'll see if that gets changed or not. And now, everybody back where they need to be. Del Rosario in the box. First pitch. Now laying down a bunt. He's going to move Mason over, and now it's going to kick foul. Ortega smartly letting that one go. Off the bat, it looked like a perfect bunt, but a ton of spin kicked it way to the left and over the third base line. So we'll have a couple seconds as everybody's getting back to their positions, and the base runner getting back over to first. Del Rosario getting back to the plate. That one ripped into left. That's going to be a base hit. And stopping at second is Mason. Able to cut it off over there in left field was Alex Sayer. He had to get over there quick, or else Del Rosario would have had extra bases and a run might have been able to come in to score. But a quick first step out there in left field by Sayer. Now first and second, one away for Adrian Pinto. And this is that pesky Blue Jays lineup that I was talking to you about last night. That one fouled back up and over the netting, but I'm out of the danger zone. 0-1 the count. Angel Del Rosario with his first hit of the year. There's a ground ball over to second. Bobbled over there. Over to second for one, and they'll stop. No throw. It was bobbled by Mikey Perez. He opted to take it to second himself. Get the force, but Adrian Pinto will be there at first now, taking the spot of Del Rosario. Moving over to third on the play is J.C. Mason. Runners on the corners. De La Rosa pops out one up left side, up and out of play. Adrian Pinto tried to steal second in the at-bat against Marcos De La Rosa at the plate in that third inning, the last inning. We'll see if he makes an attempt here to get into scoring position, or the Blue Jays would potentially be satisfied with just the one to tie up the ballgame. See how aggressive they want to be. A move over. Very close. Pinto just getting in, standing up. A little bit closer than you would have liked. But 0-1 the count to De La Rosa. Oh, one. There goes Pinto. That one up and in. He's going to get in there without a throw. That one brushed back De La Rosa a bit. And no chance for a throw for Olivar. Into second with a stolen base is Pinto. So now two runners in scoring position. Two down, a 1-1 count. Cut and a miss by De La Rosa. 95-mile-an-hour heater by Morris. One and two the count. Morris trying to get out of this inning with the lead intact. Blue Jays trying to knock him out of the game with the lead. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. Back with the heater. De La Rosa couldn't catch up. And that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays score two. They answer back. They bring it back to within one. And we'll head to the home half of the fourth. It's 4-3 here at Hammond Stadium.
Enough love. She live a life hand in a tight glove. I wish that I could fix it. I could fix it for you. But instead I'll be right here coming through.
the railroad tracks, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends, and the beers are pouring.
We're back here, top half of the fifth, now 4-3. Couple beautiful plays to end that inning by the Blue Jays middle infield. Toman with one, Pinto with one. And speaking of Toman, he's leading things off here for Dunedin. First pitch was in there for a called strike now. 0-1, big hack at that one. 0-2. Andrew Morris still out there working. Time called, granted to Toman. And the pitch, that one in the dirt. A ball and two strikes. Toman 1-for-2. He's reached base both times, once on a single, once on a fielder's choice. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. The high heat got him chasing. Toman goes down on strikes. That'll bring up Peyton Williams. Seven strikeouts now for Andrew Morris, and that gets Brian Meyer out of the pen. Looks like they'll opt for a pitching change here, just one out into this inning. And that will be it for Andrew Morris. Final line for him will end up being 4 1/3. 3 runs given up, all earned. 8 hits allowed, no walks, 7 strikeouts. We'll have a new pitcher when we return for the Mighty Muscles. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back. We're back here. The new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles is going to be the left-hander Samuel Perez, 23-year-old out of Venezuela. They bring on the lefty to face Peyton Williams. That one missed outside. A 1-1 count. Final line for Andrew Morris. 4 1/3 innings pitched. 8 hits, 3 runs, all earned. No walks, 7 Ks. That one lifted high and back. That's going to get out of play. It'll be 1-2 now to Peyton Williams. The splits from Peyton Williams last year, he batted about 160 against left-handed hitters and about 260 against right-handed pitchers, rather. That one missed inside, 2-2. So that's the reason for the change here in the mid-inning. And the pitch. That one outside, 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. That one lined foul. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Ryan McCarty, tonight's DH, waiting on deck. The pitch. Soft grounder, right side. That's going to be picked up by Perez. Toss over in time to get Williams. Now 2 down.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, number 22, Ryan.
Base is empty, 2 away. Ryan McCarty steps in. Struck out in his first at bat, doubled and scored in the 4th inning. That first pitch missed. 1-0 to start off McCarty. Lefty-righty matchup now. Cut and a miss. That one looked like the changeup. Had some arm side run to it. And Perez comes set, kicks, fires. That one up and out. 2 balls and a strike. A 1-run ball game. 4-3. Dunedin out hitting Fort Myers. 8-5. But Morris did a good job of getting out of some jams. Grounder left side. That's going to be picked up. A nice pick by Ortega. Throw. Really nice play by Jorel Ortega. And that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard. We'll head to the home half of the 5th. Mighty Muscles in front, 4-3.
The Mighty Muscles would like to welcome the following in attendance for tonight's game.
We're back here, home half of the fifth. Kevin Miranda back out for his second inning worth of work. Went 1-2-3 in his first. And he'll face the top of the order. First pitch to D'Andrade. A little bloop shot over in the outfield. Picked up, caught by Robert Robertis. You had De La Rosa, Robertis, and Pinto all converging. And Robertis had the best play on it. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. That'll bring up Jorel Ortega. Ortega 0-for-2, 2 Ks. Victimized by Alex Amalfi twice. First pitch by Miranda in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him. The 0-1, that one a hard hit grounder over to Toman. Toman picks it up. Hard throw over to first in time. Two up, two down. Now it'll be the catcher, Ricardo Olivar. He's 1-for-2.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 24, Ricardo Olivar. Number 24.
Doubled and was stranded on third in that first inning. Struck out in his second at-bat. First pitch in there for a called strike. Miranda out of the windup. The 0-1. Cut and a miss. Nice pitch there. Looked like the slider. 0-2 now. Miranda trying to work through this inning quickly. Righty in the pen for Fort Myers. The 0-2. That one a grounder. Over to Toman again. Picked up. Throw in time. A 1-2-3 inning for Kevin Miranda and the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the sixth. It's still 4-3 here at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida. It's still a part of opening weekend game two. Blue Jays trying to win the series here tonight. We'll be back for the sixth.
Put your loving hand out, baby.
My feet, you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your love in the hand out, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was dragging over me. A broken man that I don't know, won't even stand, I never stand to be my soul. Why we're chilling, why we're chasing, why the bottom, why the basement, why we...
We're back here, top half of the sixth. MLB rehabber now coming in, Josh Winder. Down here making a rehab appearance, trying to get back up to the Twins. First pitch taken down low to Robert Robertis. 1-0 to start him off. Cut and a miss. Robertis 0-for-2, a line out and a pop out in foul territory. 1-1 the count to him. Robertis, Hernandez, and Mason all due up. That one inside in the dirt. 2-1 the count. 6-7-8 hitters due up in this half inning for Dunedin. Winder working out of the stretch. The 2-1, that one missed outside. Three balls and a strike. And the 3-1, that one upstairs. A leadoff walk drawn by Robertis. That's going to put a man aboard. Nobody out for Sammy Hernandez.
Number 30, Sammy Hernandez. Number 30.
One on, nobody out. First pitch to Hernandez. Fastball in there, 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 to start him off. Last year for the Twins, Winder, 15 games, 11 starts, a 4.70 ERA and 67 innings pitched. That one upstairs. One and one. Winder kicks, fires. That one looked like a changeup. Cutting a miss there by Hernandez, now down 1-2. 4-3 ball game here at Hammond Stadium. Game two of this short three-game opening set. There's a ground ball left side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Robertis turning around second. He's going to stay there. First two men aboard for the Blue Jays here in this top half of the sixth. And J.C. Mason will step in. Had a 2 RBI single in his last at bat. He'll have a chance to add to that RBI total here in this at bat. First and second, no outs. Mason up for the third time. Winder kicks, deals. First pitch in there for a called strike. Mason, a 20-year-old out of Quebec, Canada. 26th round draft pick by the Blue Jays in 2019. He pops that one back foul. 0-2 now the count to him. French-Canadian. The JC stands for Jean-Christophe. Got drafted by the organization in his home country. That one taken upstairs, 1-2. Righty-lefty matchup. Winder kicks, fires. The 1-2, that one cut at and missed. Mason down on strikes for the second time tonight. First strikeout for Winder. And that's going to bring up Angel Del Rosario. 2-1, one away.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, number 4, Angel Del Rosario.
Final line for Samuel Perez. 2/3 of an inning. No hits, no runs, no Ks, no walks. Got the job done in relief. That mid-inning pitching change in relief of Andrew Morris. 0-1 the count to start off Del Rosario. Top of the order on deck, Adrian Pinto. Winder with a little bit of a situation already. He'll kick fire the 0-1. That one in there. Now 0-2 to Del Rosario. No balls, two strikes, one away. One-run ball game. The pitch. Ground ball left side. Picked up by the shortstop, De Andrade, over to third. They get the force. But that's it. A little odd there. Could have been a double play opportunity, but they opted, De Andrade opted only for the lead runner. That'll put Hernandez at second, and Del Rosario reaches on the fielder's choice. First pitch to Pinto, that one in the dirt. Pinto, 1-for-3, a strikeout, a single, and a fielder's choice so far tonight. Righty-righty matchup, and a step over to second, no throw. With an MLB rehabber on the mound, the pitch clock timing is going to be 20-15 rather than the normal 18-14 here. Soft grounder. That could be trouble. Picked up by Winder off the mound. He's going to throw over to first. Not in time. An infield single for Adrian Pinto will load the bases now for Marcos De La Rosa.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, number 12, Marcos De La Rosa.
Pinto, that soft chopper in no man's land between the mound and third base. No chance for Ortega to come in to get it, and no chance on the throw with Winder coming off the mound. Now, bases loaded, two outs here for De La Rosa. In an inning that could have been ended on a potential double play that DeAndrade opted not to attempt, as there was a chopper foul down the first base line, 0-1 to start off De La Rosa. No ball is a strike. Hernandez at third, Del Rosario at second, Pinto at first. Ground ball again, foul down the first base line. De La Rosa 1-for-3. Singled and scored in the first. Winder in a jam, but he's one pitch away from getting out of it. Kicks, fires. That one low and inside. A ball and two strikes. Hernandez shuffling his feet trying to get Winder's attention over there at third. The 1-2 cut and a miss. Down on strikes goes De La Rosa. The Blue Jays leave him loaded. We'll head to the home half of the sixth. We're already at the point where last night's game ended. We'll head to the home half here at Hammett Stadium. It's 4-3. Mighty Muscles up in front.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be addy hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options. Despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I be like, sheesh. Sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the keys.
I'm sliding. My looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that shit down and ride it. Ride it.
Yeah, sun shining, 24/7. Clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here. Yeah, looking for the top, it's so clear. Yeah, everything I need is right here. Yeah, everything I need.
Don't
need
diamonds
to
be cold.
I'm so shiny. I'm like gold.
We're back here, home half of the sixth inning. Fort Myers leading 4-3. Carlos Aguiar We'll get things started here. First pitch off the end of the bat, a foul ball back. 0-1. Kevin Miranda still out there pitching his third inning worth of work. That one missed upstairs. 1-1. The 1-1 by Miranda. That one in the dirt in front of the plate. 2-1 the count. Aguiar up for the third time. Caught and a miss there. 2-2. 1-2 on the night. Ground out and a double. Did score a run. There's a soft grounder over to third. Picked up by Del Rosario. Throw across the infield in time with Williams stepping over to his left toward home on the throw. Pays to have a big man out there at first base. He had to stretch a little bit. And the out is made. Andrew Cassetti, the DH, will step in now. One up, one down. Cassetti 1-2, an RBI single back in the third. Cut and a miss there. 0-1 to get him started. No action in the Blue Jays' pen. They're going to let Miranda ride. Now, soft grounder right in front of the mound. Miranda off the mound and throw in time. Nice play there by the pitcher, Kevin Miranda. Those are always tough. Pitchers don't have to make a ton of defensive plays. And we saw that in the top half of this inning with Josh Winder. It can go awry. Looked like he had a little bit of trouble getting the ball out of the mitt. But he was able to keep his composure, get the strong throw over to Peyton Williams at first base to retire Cassetti. First pitch to Cespedes is back. That one off of Miranda. Grounder over to third and in time. That's going to go as a 1-5-3. Hopefully Miranda's all right. It looked like it might have went off the upper thigh. It kicked, took a favorable bounce over to third base with Del Rosario making a nice play. Looks like he's giving everybody the nod over there at the dugout that he's all right. And that's good to see another three up, three down inning by Kevin Miranda. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. It's still 4-3. We're back here, top half of the seventh. Tucker Thoman will lead things off for the Blue Jays. Still Josh Winder out there pitching for Fort Myers. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Thoman. He's 1-3. He's reached base twice. Singled back in the first, then a fielder's choice and a strikeout. That one up way high, 1-1. Thoman, Williams, and McCarty, the 3-4-5 hitters, due up in this half inning for the Blue Jays. out of the stretch, 1-1. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up over there at second by Perez. Gets it over to first in time for an easy ground out. One up, one down. That brings up Peyton Williams. Fort Myers does have a righty working in the pen, I believe. Williams 1-for-3 tonight. First pitch, that one misses inside. 1-0 to get the big man started. Caught and a miss. 1-1. Williams, the former seventh-round draft pick by the Blue Jays out of the University of Iowa. Two balls, a strike. That one missed up high. Caught and a miss. Fastball looked like it was a little bit off the plate. Williams couldn't connect. Two balls, two strikes. Righty-lefty matchup. The pitch. That one inside. A good take there by Williams. And now a challenge by the home plate umpire. And that is confirmed as strike three. Overturned, I should say. ABS helping out Fort Myers. Ricardo Olivar asking for the challenge. And now Ryan McCarty will step in. Instead of it being a full count to Williams, it's now two down, nobody on for Ryan McCarty. Third strikeout for Josh Winder. That one missed inside. That one missed up. Two balls, no strikes to start off McCarty. He's also 1-for-3. Doubled and scored the second run for the Blue Jays back in that fourth inning. That one missed out. Three-oh count now to McCarty. Robert Robertis waiting on deck, a 3-0 count. Winder kicks deals. That one in there. McCarty did not have the green light. Watch the fastball go on the outside corner. The 3-1. Checking his swing. He did not go around. He draws the walk. That one a little bit inside. And that'll put a runner on with two outs now for Robertis.
Robert Robertis, number 13.
And that looks like Brian Meyer stepping out of the dugout. That could be it for Winder, and it will be. Fort Myers is going to make another mid-inning pitching change. It looks like, at least. We'll wait for Brian Meyer to take the ball from Winder. Right now, just a bit of talking. There is a righty warm. They're going to leave him out. So no call to the bullpen here. They'll close that bullpen gate. And now Robertis will actually step in this time. It'll be one on, two away. Looks like Juan Mendez out there, who was getting warm for Fort Myers. First pitch, a cut and a miss there by Robertis. 0-1 to get him started. Robertis 0-for-2. He did draw a walk. And there goes the runner. McCarty making a bid towards second. The throw is not going to be in time. In there safely. The throw was in front of the second base bag. De Andrade had to make a nice pick at it, and couldn't apply the tag in time. So now McCarty steals his way into scoring position, a 1-1 count to Robertus. Winder kicks, fires. Cut and a miss, 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes, two away. Potential tying run on second base here in the top of the seventh. And a foul tip right off the mitt of Olivar. Staying alive is Robertus. He'll see another. Winder comes set. Kicks, fires. That one sent high towards center. Medium depth. Underneath it is Noisy, and he'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left the board. The Blue Jays leave a runner in scoring position. It's stretch time here at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida. Game two of this three-game opening set will continue. Bottom half of the seventh coming up after this.
I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. String band, my baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town, but I ain't a turning back to live.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Hopefully everybody here is all stretched out. Fourth inning of work now for Kevin Miranda. Getting through now the second time through the order. First pitch ripped toward left, but that's hooking well, foul. Looks like another changeup that Miranda just left in the zone. And Perez was just a touch early on it. But 0-1 to get him started. Perez 0-1. He walked and scored back in the second. This is his third at bat. One and one the count. Miranda out of the windup. That one low. That one lifted right side. That'll get up and out of play. Over the roof on the first base side. Two balls, two strikes the count. And Miranda, the 2-2. Soft grounder towards the Fort Myers dugout. Perez fouls that one off, stays alive. Two balls, two strikes again. Still a one-run ball game, 4-3, Fort Myers in front. That one ripped again, but early. That changeup again. And it bounced around enough to where J.C. Mason's going to have to go get it and toss it. Now it fell back out onto the field. tried to toss it to a kid, and the kid couldn't make the grab. And now he tosses it even farther, deeper on that berm out past left field. And now we're back. 2-2 the count. Now and another soft chopper towards the Fort Myers dugout. Staying alive for the third time, Mikey Perez. Miranda already set in his go position. The 2-2. That one way in front of the plate. Looks like he yanked that slider. Count runs full now to Perez. And the 3-2. Ground ball over to third. Picked up by Del Rosario. Throw across the diamond in time. One up, one down. Perez made quite a few efforts to stay alive in that count. Finally got one into fair territory. But it was a soft grounder to Angel Del Rosario. An easy ground out for the third baseman. That brings up Alex Sayer. First pitch to him, fastball in there for a called strike. Oh, and one, the pitch. That one in the dirt. The 1-1. Miranda wasted no time, a nice slider. Fooled Sayer, 1-2, way out in front of that one. And time called by Sayer as Miranda again, quick, ready on that rubber. Out of the windup, the 1-2. And a foul tip, barely able to get the end of the bat on that one. Had him fooled on the slider again, but a late adjustment on that swing sees Sayer able to foul it off and stay alive. The 1-2 again. Now on a foul tapper. Left side. Again, Sayer able to stay alive. The 1-2 yet again. That one in the dirt. Slider again. He yanked that one. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one upstairs. Fastball that time. Full count now to Sayer. Back-to-back full counts. That one lifted high left side. That should stay in play. Del Rosario out. He's calling off Toman. About a step inside the line into fair territory. He makes the grab, and that's two up, two down. Now batting. That's going to bring up Dylan Noisy, the center fielder.
Dylan Noisy, number
9. He's up for the third time, 0-1 with a walk. Second time facing Miranda in this relief appearance. First pitch, that one ripped into left, and that's going to be down for a base hit. First base runner that Fort Myers has been able to get against Miranda. First hit he's given up. And now that'll bring up the top of the order, Danny D'Andrade. Made it through 3 2/3. Perfect in relief. Miranda's been dealing. See if he can get that going again. First pitch taken up and in a little bit. Checking his swing was D'Andrade, 1-0. And the pitch, that one a soft grounder, over to Del Rosario. Looks at second, opts to go to first, and in time to get D'Andrade. So no runs, a hit, one man left the board for Fort Myers. We'll head to the top half of the eighth here at Hammett Stadium. It's still 4-3. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road for opening weekend.
I'm alone, yeah.
I'll replay this moment for months. Alone in my head, waiting for it to come. I wrote all your lines and the scripts in my mind, and I hope that you follow it for once. I imagine myself inside in a room with platinum and gold eyes. Dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. We're getting into crunch time here in this game. New pitcher for the Mighty Muscles is going to be the right-hander number 41, Jonathan Lavallee. First pitch to Sammy Hernandez is in there, taking for a strike. 0-1. Last year for the Mighty Muscles, Lavallee made 13 appearances, 24 and a third innings pitched, a 4.81 ERA. He's got Sammy Hernandez down 0-2. 7-8-9 hitters due up for Dunedin in this half inning. See if they can't get anything started as we enter the later stages of this game. And a called strike, rather, check swing appeal. Hernandez rung up by the first base umpire, the base umpire, Nobuoki Yasuda.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, number 24, Jason.
Lavallee gets Hernandez on three pitches. First strikeout for him, first strikeout this year, as he's making his first appearance. That first pitch to J.C. Mason, down, skipped across the plate, 1-0. Mason, 1-for-3, two RBIs on a single in the fourth inning, two strikeouts, sandwiching that event. 1-1 as he took that one outside corner. Lavallee kicks, fires, caught, and a miss. Fastball again, 1-2. Angel Del Rosario on deck. Lavallee comes set, kicks, fires. Caught, and a miss. That one looked like the changeup had some great arm side run to it. Two up, two down, both via the strikeout. Now Del Rosario will step in.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, number 4, Angel Del Rosario, number 4.
First pitch to Del Rosario, taken for a ball. 1-0 to start it. Now on a liner, that one skips in front of D'Andrade, has some trouble getting it. Throw over, not going to be in time, and the throw gets away. Del Rosario will stop there, won't make a move towards second. That should go down as an infield hit. It was hard hit by Del Rosario. And the throw being a little wild meant really nothing. Del Rosario had it beat. Ton of speed now on first with Adrian Pinto up to the plate. First pitch to Pinto in there for a called strike, 0-1. One on, two away. There goes Del Rosario. Throws going to be in time to get him. Blue Jays trying to be aggressive. It bit him that time. A really nice throw behind the dish by Ricardo Olivar. Sees this inning end. So the top of the order will be due up for the top of the ninth. But we'll head to the home half of the eighth. We'll be back right after this.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you made up. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride? Ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. Baby, if it's meant to be. Maybe we do, maybe we don't.
We're back here, new pitcher for the Blue Jays, Ian Churchill. Will make his first appearance of the year. He appeared in 8 games in the regular season last year for the Blue Jays. And looking to lay down a bunt is Jarell Ortega. He pulled back as that one was up and out, 1-0 to get him started. Ortega, Olivar, and Aguiar. 2-3-4 hitters due up for Fort Myers, trying to add on to their lead here. 4-3 ball game here, top half of the eighth. That one missed up high as well, 2-0. Churchill, 24-year-old, 10th-round pick by the Blue Jays last year out of the University of San Diego. And that one missed up high, 3-0. 8 games last year with Dunedin, .75 ERA and 18 strikeouts in 12 innings pitched. And that one missed inside, a 4-pitch walk to start things off for Ortega. Churchill putting himself a little bit behind the eight ball here. That brings up Ricardo Olivar. He's 1-for-3 with a double back in the first inning. Since then, he's struck out and grounded out. Lefty-righty matchup, that one up high. Churchill not settled in. That'll get Sammy Hernandez to go and try to calm him down. That'll be a mound visit for the Blue Jays. Hernandez probably seeing something that Churchill's been likely working on, one of his tells. One-oh count. Runner at first. The lefty kicks, fires. That one in there. Scratch scoreboard says 0-1, but it is a 1-1 count. That one down low. Two balls and a strike. That one in there. Nice pitch there by Churchill. Evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Kenny Garcia, the home plate umpire, trying to get the attention of the scoreboard operator. And there it is. Now the scoreboard's correct. 2-2. South grounder over to second. Pinto picks up over to Toman for 1-2. No! They called him safe. Oh, that was a 4-6-3 double play if I've ever seen it. But Nobuoki Yasuda called Olivar safe at first. They had him by at least half a step. As a broadcaster, you got to be a little bit wary on calling out disagreements you have with umpires, but my gosh, that was an easy double play. So only one out, one on, one away. 0-1 the count now to Aguiar. And that one cut at and missed, fastball down low. 0-2. Pinto had his hands on his head. He couldn't believe that the call was safe. That one upstairs. Fastball missed. Lefty-lefty matchup. The 1-2. Now on a foul tip, and it couldn't stay in the mitt of Hernandez. Popped up, and he tried to reach out to grab it on the carom out of his glove. But to no avail. Aguiar with another chance. 1-2. The pitch. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. Churchill looking right over there at first base. Turns, kicks, fires. Cut and a miss. Down on strikes goes Aguiar. First strikeout of the year for Churchill. And that's going to bring up Andrew Cassetti.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 33, Andrew Cassetti. Number 33.
Cassetti stepping in. He's 1-for-3, an RBI single back in the third. Churchill trying to get his fourth out of the inning. Caught and a miss, a changeup. Beautiful arm side run. Darted away from the bat of Cassetti, now 0-1. One on, two away. Blue Jays trying to keep this a one-run ball game. That one in the dirt. Sneak through the legs of Hernandez, but he played it off as if he kept it in front, and staying right there at first base is Olivar. Looked like Olivar just decided in his head that that had no chance of getting through, and it did squeak through the legs of Hernandez, but he was already walking back towards first, and he didn't give a second glance over. The 1-1. That one inside. 2-1, the slider that time by Churchill. His slider's got quite a bit of break horizontal action to it. Tough to hit, and that one fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. Churchill one pitch away. Sending us to the ninth. Churchill comes set. And there goes the runner. He had a running lead and called strike three. Fastball in the inside corner. Froze Cassetti. And we'll head to the ninth. The Blue Jays need a run. Down 4-3. They'll have the top of the order due up. It'll be Pinto, De La Rosa, and Toman when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road for opening weekend, game two of this three-game set. We'll wrap it up when we return.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights and then alone conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use or do. My bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true. My bad intention ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. It started.
We're back here, top half of the ninth. The Blue Jays need a run. 4-3. Adrian Pinto will try to get things going here to start off this inning. Juan Mendez, the new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles. He's on for the first time this year. Last year with Fort Myers, went 3-4. As that one's in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Pinto. 5.05 ERA in 32 appearances, 46.1 innings pitched. He's on for the save. He went 3-4 last year. Cut and a miss there. That one at 96. 0-2 the count. Mendez comes set, and the pitch. Cut and a miss. Went right back with a fastball. That one ticked up to 97.
That's another K brought to you by Paper Fish.
Pinto down on three pitches. One batter, one strikeout for Mendez. Now Marcos De La Rosa will step in. Mendez, first pitch to De La Rosa, up high, taken for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0. That one, top of the zone, called a strike. One and one. De La Rosa, 1-4. Singled and scored back in the first. That one inside. 0-1 fastballs thus far for Mendez. That one missed inside at 96. Out of the stretch, he comes set, kicks, and fires. That one up and out. 3-1 the count. Three games in the Florida State League are final. One's in the top of the 11th. Caught and a miss. Now a full count to De La Rosa. Jupiter beat Palm Beach 2-0. They're both 1-1. Lakeland beat Tampa 7-4 in their first game of the year. And Bradenton defeated the Threshers as De La Rosa cuts and misses.
That's another K.
Mendez coming back in that count, able to strike out De La Rosa. And that'll bring up Tucker Thoman, Dunedin's last chance.
Number 35, Tucker Thoman, number 35.
Thoman 1-for-4, first pitch. Missed a little up, little in, 1-0. Peyton Williams on deck if we get to him. Mendez, the 1-0. That one upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Mendez kicks, fires. That one called a strike. Thoman doesn't agree. No challenges have been used yet by Dunedin. They've still got all three in their back pocket, but I think some of the new guys aren't really familiar with it. The 2-1. Ground ball, that's going to be up the middle, and that's going to get through for a base hit. Thoman, a two-out single, keeps this game going. And gives the Blue Jays a fighting chance. One on, two away now for Peyton Williams.
Number 40.
Second hit of the night. Back-to-back multi-hit games for Tucker Thoman. First pitch to Williams down low. The 1-0. That one missed in. Ryan McCarty, the DH on deck.
The ball has been challenged and ruled.
And now that's been overturned to a strike. Three challenges, all successful by Fort Myers. It's 1-1. And a ground ball right side foul. That one popped around in the netting. Right in front of the Blue Jays dugout. 1-2 the count. Dunedin down to their last strike here. And the 1-2. That one inside. First off-speed pitch we've seen by Mendez. Tried to buckle Williams, and now it's 2-2. Williams saw that the whole way. And the pitch. Cut and a miss. Down on strikes goes Peyton Williams, and that ends the game. Fort Myers takes tonight's ball game by a score of 4-3. All runs coming in the fourth inning or earlier. The win goes to Samuel Perez, the loss to Alex Amalfi, and Juan Mendez gets his first save of the year and his first opportunity. That'll do things here in Fort Myers. We'll be back tomorrow for Game 3, the final game of this set. First pitch scheduled for 6 p.m. here at Hammond Stadium. We'll be live at 5:45. Both teams move to 1-1 on the season. We appreciate you tuning in tonight and going forward. Again, tomorrow, first pitch, 6 p.m. for Game 3, the wrap-up game of this series. This has been Chris Valentine for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
10, 9, 8.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-okay. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-okay. I know I'll be A-okay.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind with my little old saying.
What?
2, 4, 6.
single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. City we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Mama, know I'm here in this big city.